Luna announced the ritual, displaying the glass box in which 12 gold bracelets were stacked side by side on a thin velvet pillow. Only one would be used in the ritual. Luna lifted out a single bracelet and carried it to the beginning of the line. Aggie held out a wrist and slipped it on. The band winked in the sun, but that was all. It had been so for generations. Then Aggie slipped off the bracelet and passed it on to Bone. On it went until Chenille put it on. With the strange events of recent months, perhaps no one should have been surprised at what happened next. Yet when the bracelet suddenly hummed to life, villagers gasped and screamed. Chenille herself turned ashen and shook like a frightened rabbit. She stretched her arm out as if she were trying to detach it from her body. Now everyone could see. Lights traveled around her wrist, winking on and off as the bracelet vibrated with a distinctive hum. Sage called for calm. "It is indeed an historic event. Chenille is a match for the bracelet. Now let us continue the ritual." Chenille seemed more than happy to rip the band from her wrist and pass it along. Now, however, the stage tingled with anticipation. No longer was this a merely symbolic ritual. Little groans of disappointment could be heard as the bracelet was passed down the line. Then it hummed to life again, this time on Soleil. By the time each 13 had put on the bracelet, Swift had also proved a match.